This is the Mercy Talk podcast. Mercy Talk is brought to you by Mercy Multiplied. We exist to encourage, equip, and empower both men and women with the same biblically based principles we've seen work for over 35 years in our residential homes. If you want to find out more, head on over to mercymultiplied.com. Well, hey, everyone, and welcome back to another episode here on Mercy Talk. I'm one of your hosts, Rachel Thomas, joined by the lovely Brooke Keels and Melanie Wise. Hey, guys.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hi.
We are here again with you on Zoom. We mentioned that last week, that we are also in quarantine, and so we're going to be recording from a different platform for a while, but we hope this gives you just that continued means of encouragement and letting you know that, man, we're doing this too with you guys.
Yeah, in it with you.
Yes. That's right. Literally, as in literally. So here we go. We're going to dive into a little bit of, I think, what everyone is kind of feeling these days, and that is talk about this topic of anxiety. And so, of course, we wanted to have Brooke with us for this one, bringing that, you know, wisdom and credentials there, friend. God bless. Very, very excited to hear from her today. So it's going to be good. So pull up a chair or, you know, put your earbuds in and multitask with that thing that you're doing at home. And we just want to be honest.
You're definitely at home.
You are.
I can't. At home.
That with
coffee. Definitely at your house.
For sure. So, Brooke, would you mind just kind of setting up this conversation by separating, especially in a time like this, what we may know about anxiety disorders versus anxiety during times of stress or uncertainty, which we are definitely in right now.
Yes.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, this is going to be super basic. If everybody wants a deep dive, they can get a DSM. I'm not going to... This is not one of those we'll read the DSM criteria.
No one wants to get a DSM.
No one.
I got one for you. It's fine. But yeah, I mean, when you talk about a disorder, you know, this is something that inhibits, it has to interfere with your life, right? Mm-hmm. Prevent you from living life to the fullest on a consistent basis. It's either, 6 months or more, a year or more. What we're probably going to see, I mean, obviously the mental health world is trying to react very quickly by making themselves available with telehealth and all that kind of thing. But the difference between what you maybe somebody who struggles with anxiety and then having a disorder is going to be the level that it affects your life. Mm. What we are also seeing is that there's a difference between a disorder and an appropriate reaction to stressors, which is a phrase that I like to use a lot when I'm working with people. Yeah. And so, a lot of, and I guess the example would be someone who struggles with depression, and is major depressive disorder, for example, that's going to affect all these aspects of their life. Someone who struggles with depression because a close family member just passed away, right? There's nothing wrong with you. You are grieving, and that's an appropriate reaction to stressors. So, we're in a truly a brave new world, and everybody is dealing with unprecedented things across the board. I have never been more thankful to not be on social media, to be quite honest with you. And so I think that's it, just being able to go, this is hard and weird, and I'm having feelings I maybe have never had before. Frankly, because you're at home, you have the time to think about things you haven't wanted to think about for a long time.
So a lot of around people that you,
Or some people I know. Like, no, I want to be married. I don't want to be with you all day.
Right. There's a difference.
No, or glad we had kids. Don't want to homeschool them.
Right.
So,
those
are choices that we had before now.
Yes, right.
Yes.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think there's all kinds of fun things coming up and,
Well, I think that's super helpful just to know, if you are feeling anxiety right now, it's okay. And it doesn't mean anything's wrong with you. And it doesn't mean that you do have an anxiety disorder. Thank you, Lord, because, otherwise I'd be in trouble right now. Because it's impossible, I feel. Well, I shouldn't say that. If you're in touch with your feelings, it's really hard to say, that you haven't felt even a tinge of anxiety over what's going on, right, all the way from that up to full on, you know?
Yeah.
So even people that I know who have never once ever, I felt, been anxious about a single thing on the planet.
Yeah.
Right. Got a little bit of that going on right now, you know? So I think it's just helpful to know that if that's something that you're feeling or experiencing, or maybe even experiencing at a pretty intense level right now, it doesn't mean anything's wrong with you. That's a normal reaction. I think one of the reasons we wanted to do this show is to encourage you to say, it's okay, it's normal. Also, let's talk about some ways that we think could help and that we think could bring some peace to your soul right now.
Yeah, I think it's just helpful. Authority.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. There's just the, I don't know, y'all, there's just some things I think in scripture and I don't know, things I've learned before that I'm like, I never knew what that meant.
Yeah.
I can't tell you how many scriptures that I'm like, oh, now I understand this one, you know, just because this is, I mean, it truly is, to use a word that's being used a lot now, but it's unprecedented. Yeah. So I think just, you know, having just kind of a clear understanding of what anxiety is, the difference between experiencing anxiety and having an anxiety disorder, because I don't know, I think in today's world, in today's culture, you hear a lot of people say like, oh, I've got anxiety issues, or she's got anxiety issues. And I think just being able to have, you know, a better understanding of what it actually is really helpful. But, you know, it's been interesting as we've kind of just dug into this topic, how anxiety is like, it's a full body experience, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, there's obviously like the emotional component to it, right? Which I think is what most people kind of connect to initially, but there's definitely also a physical component to it.
For sure.
There's a counseling center here in Middle Tennessee called Sage Hill. And they describe it as the energy of anticipation. And it's an energy that you can literally feel in your body when you're afraid, or you're trying to predict something that's completely unknown. And, you know, you see physical signs of it. When you've experienced it, it can be sweating, heart racing. I know for me, like, I know when I'm starting to get anxious because I feel it in my stomach. Like, I feel the knots, you know? I mean, all the way to, like, shortness of breath, which, but if you got shortness of breath, guys, these days, just pay attention. I'm just saying. It could mean something else. I'm just kidding, but not really. But anyway, you know, there's, like, that whole physical piece to it, but then there's definitely the mental component of it, and that's a thing that I just keep thinking, gosh, we talk all the time about the importance of watching our thoughts and renewing our minds. And never for me has there been a more important time for me to be watching everything that I'm allowing to swim around in my head. And so actually the executive director of Sage Hill that I was talking about earlier, his name's Stephen James, and he has this really interesting quote I was going to read. He says, anxiety is imagination filled with the rocket fuel of fear and distrust.
That's good.
Which is interesting. But he says, we are misusing the gift of imagination to try to know what's going to happen and control it or react to it. No matter how hard we try, though, we can never know the future. Goodness knows that is so the case right now. And I just know, even for me, like, I have been trying, I have found myself trying to imagine every possible outcome of this thing. Like, how long is it going to last? What all is going to happen? What is my son's first birthday going to look like? What is the fall going to look like? What is it? You know, and I can find myself going through every possible scenario. And goodness knows, if you read enough articles, you'll get every possible scenario thrown at you of what could happen, what's going to happen, you know, all of these things. And I'm realizing I'm trying to, like, figure out something down the road that I don't even know if it's going to happen or not. And I'm somehow today trying to figure it out. And how am I going to respond? And what are we going to do to make sure, like, and it's so futile. First of all, it's just a futile effort, but then it's also exhausting, and it just gets that anxiety thing going like crazy.
Yeah.
So it's just that, man, being aware of the thoughts is really important.
Well, and it, you know, it, you're right. It affects the physical and the emotional. I mean, it does, it hits both sides. There's a, both sides. There's a quote, I actually have it on my desk right here, that says, it's from Danny Silk, and it says, worrying is praying, is like praying really hard for something you don't want.
Whoa.
And Does that make sense? And so what that really shifted for me is like, you know, like prayer, it, you know, obviously is a conversation, but it's also meditating on the word. And, you know, that was like, yeah, man, I don't want to meditate on the things that I don't want.
Right.
I don't want to do that. And so, you know, I don't know, that just helps keep me accountable, that way. And, but yeah, I mean, you're right. I mean, like you talk about like the other night, I was like, I can't sleep. I was like, I don't know why, you know, and it's crazy. And then Scott's like, you don't, you know, and I was like, yeah, no, everything's great. Because in my mind, the world is fine and it will be fine. And until I figure out how to fix it for everyone, it's going to be fine.
There you go. You know?
Yes. And so if I let myself sit with it, you know, and you're right. Yeah. But the thing is, this is anxiety is just like the number one thing when you talk about renewing the mind.
Yeah,
the practical intervention of your thoughts. And guess what, guys, even people who have zero faith practice a renewing of their mind. It is like that is part of like the skills we teach in mental health, how, you know, and of course they don't use the words of taking thoughts captive, but that's part of it. What can you take, replace with a truth, like all of these things that we, you know, that that the rest of the mental health world has taken, frankly, from the Bible, whether they like it or not.
Yeah.
And so, you know what I mean? So, anyway.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's so good. That's so good. I think on that same note, in the midst of this whole COVID-19 thing, one thing that I've really been reminded of, and you were talking about an appropriate response, you know, because it feels like your world is out of control. So one thing that has been like very enlightening in my own life is I was never really as in control as I thought I was, you know, like, mm-hmm. I mean, how many times even have we been spared or protected and we weren't even aware that the Lord was doing that. But it's just so crazy how plans and goals and agendas can change. Boom. Mm-hmm. Over, you know, like
none of away. This was real.
Yeah, I know.
All in the Matrix or Inception or whatever.
Yes. Else. That's, like, that's it. I told Maddie today, I was like, does this feel like a movie? This feels like a movie. Like, 100%. I keep going, when I wake up, like, okay, wait, was that real? Oh, wait, this is real. Mm-hmm. And so I tend to assume I know what tomorrow's going to be like and the next day. And there's obviously nothing wrong with having a rhythm and being wise with your time. But the truth is that only God knows what tomorrow will hold. And there's this verse in James 4:13-15 that came into my head pretty quickly once this all got pretty heated over here in the States. It says, now listen, you who say today or tomorrow we will go to this or that city, spend a year there, carry on business and make appearances for a little while, and then vanishes. Instead, you ought to say, if it's the Lord's will, we will live and do this or that. And I was like, wow. Basically, my whole life is, you know, it involves planning for future things. Even if it's like, oh, the weekend, like this weekend, mm-hmm. we're going to go to McKay's mm-hmm. and get coffee and go to the bookstore, you know, I mean, mm-hmm. and so I think, sorry, that sounds,
no,
sounds
I just,
really fun.
No, no, that's what the other day, I was like, I'm having a hard day. Let's go to TJ Maxx. As I'm finishing TJ Maxx, it's like, nope, you're not going anywhere.
And that's what I told, you know, when our team was meeting this morning, we don't have a definitive timeline with this. And so it has been, I mean, yeah. I'm trusting and believing that we will, but I think that's been the hardest thing because, girl, you know, I'm with you on that same line, except with Target. I'm like, I just want to go and walk.
Oh, no, bro, they're still open.
And get,
you just
well,
can't go
that's
11
true.
Anymore.
That is true. You can't take a kid. That's true. That is true.
Yeah.
But what I'm noticing too is, and this has been really sobering, I am so quick to medicate and turn, even when I think I'm not, to other things to fulfill me or fill me other than Jesus. And when you have nowhere else to go except, you know, like right where you are, that is very sobering.
Yeah.
So, this other verse that's kind of just helped in the sobering moment of, you know, reality here is John 16:33, which is, I have told you all this so you'll have peace in me. Here on earth, you will have many trials and sorrows, but take heart because I have overcome the world. So at the end of the day, it's this thing that no matter what happens, the reason Paul in Philippians could say, I know the secret to being content you know, wasn't because he was going to like go run a marathon and that I can do all things was on his coffee mug, you know, like we all do. It was because he had nothing. He had nothing else except Jesus in prison. And he had learned that, that he was enough for him. And so over about my
spiritual. I mean, hey, that's one of the scriptures that I've been like, I don't think I ever understood that one until now, gosh. And I just, like, in general, I think realizing at a whole nother level that my peace and my hope cannot be found in my circumstances. Like, and that's just, I mean, it is, it's a pretty thought. It's a nice point for a sermon, but like, I don't know if, like, we are really living that. A lot of people are having to live that right now. How do I find peace? How do I find hope? How do I find contentment? How do I find how do I find these things despite my circumstances being flipped, turned upside down right now, you know?
Yeah.
And I mean, even the people who I know who kind of like enjoy being alone and kind of enjoy the thing, like, we're only a week into this thing and they're all going, oh man.
Brooke's like, who is that?
Yeah, the extroverts, by the way,
Brooke,
we're losing
like,
their
most of the world. Most of the world. Yeah. No, but like, you know, it's even people who this, who like, when this first happened in the first couple of days, they were like, this is my dream. I get to stay home and go to work in my PJs. And and now, like, we're only a few days in and most of them are like, nope, not anymore. I hate this, you know? So it's like, I don't know many people who are having a really like easy time with all of this right now. And so I just, I think it's this, it's this reminder of like, Jesus, I have to learn how to experience your peace and experience your hope completely separate from what's actually happening around me right now. And I can't even put that, I can't even put my hope in tomorrow everything changing and being different, because I don't know if it's going to change. I don't know if tomorrow everything's going to, like, you know? And so just having to know that, but also having to know that at the end of the day, like, I know this might be getting way too big, spiritual, whatever, but like, the worst possible outcome of our lives, like eternal separation from God, he already took care of that. Like, at the end of the day, it's like, my hope is in the fact that like, this is not my forever. And so I think sometimes just even being able to be reminded of that, that we don't have to live in some sort of crippling fear of the unknown, because he is with us. Like, he is amazing. I think I even heard, they had maybe at least on the Today Show. I'm like, I heard this on the Today Show today. Someone say Emmanuel, like, God with us.
Yeah.
And I know for me, you know, I've talked a lot. Anyone who's been around me for the last like year and a half has heard me talk about how much the Lord has been trying to teach me about what it looks like to do life with him and not for him. And I think he is using this time. I know for me, guys, I'm home with a 10 and a half month old all day, every day. My husband's at work. So it's just me by myself with the kid, and I'm trying to work full time, you know? And I'm like, I've never been stretched this much, and the child has been sick all teething. Okay. So it's been miserable. Right. Basically. And every day I'm like, this morning I was just like, Lord, I need you to show me what it looks like minute by minute to do this with you. Like, I want to learn this. I want to come out of this thing going, I know how to walk with the Lord at a whole new level than I did before. And so I think that that's something that he can really teach us right now. It's so bizarre, y'all. I don't even think I've told anybody this. Like, maybe 2 weeks before this all happened, I had set, because I've been praying about this, and I was like, Lord, I just don't know that I'm getting this. I don't know that I'm getting this daily walking with you thing. And I put a reminder in my phone to pop up at 9 a.m. every single day. And then I could like snooze it and it would pop up every hour. And all it says is, your Father is with you.
Oh, wow.
Father is with you. Your Father is with you. And I was like, going to snooze it every hour to be reminded just on an hourly basis, your Father is with you. This was before all this happened, like maybe 2 weeks ago. And now it's popping up every hour. And I'm like, oh, no. Like, he really, God, you know, it's just, it was crazy that that was something I felt prompted to do right before all of this happened. But I just think it's something he's teaching us. And John 14:27 is like one of my go-tos. It's something we mentioned last week, but it's that well-known scripture that says, peace I leave with you, my peace I give you, I do not give to you as the world gives. Lord knows that's true right now. But he says, don't let your hearts be troubled and don't be afraid. So that is one that I know I'm having to really cling to right now.
Yeah, for sure.
That's really good. I think, Melanie, I feel like we need to do more of these. Like, you're just like going strong today, even thinking about this. Like, you didn't You didn't need me, you know. I'm just happy to be here and that we're doing Zoom so I can see your faces because I'm alone.
We're processing.
I don't like that. No, but honestly, like, what you're saying is so good. That verse is so good. And even, like, the simple thing of having this reminder on your phone, like, how quickly that can just pull us back into being with Him. And, you know, and yes, in the midst of anxiety, even if you struggle with an anxiety disorder, right, there are so many people that walk through our doors that walk out free of that, that you are not limited by it. And I know if people struggle with mental health stuff during the season, it can feel even more overwhelming, you know, but peace is 100% possible. But I think now, even more than ever, we have to also take responsibility ourselves, not only just giving those things to the Lord, on, but being intentional about meditating on scripture, you know, paying attention to what we're, I mean, we have more access now to sit around and watch Netflix or be on our phones or do whatever. And I really, I have honestly lost count with how many people have called me, and said, you know, I'm not okay. Can you talk to me? I've been on Facebook, or I've been on Instagram, or I've been on, like, if you're on social media. And I'm like, we could also not get on there.
Yes.
I'm just throwing that out there, you know, but people don't know what to do with kind of their time. And so I think now more than ever, we have to be intentional with our time. It has been incredible to see people outside. That has been amazing. If you've had, we finally have a nice day here. So that's what I just, like, I have neighbors I didn't even know existed. I didn't know anybody even lived in that house. Yeah. Like, good to see you, you know, but I think that, you know, I think it's really important and to pay attention to, like, what is increasing your anxiety.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And we, social media is the easy thing, but I don't know. It could be any, like, your life is completely different right now, most likely. So it could be anything. It could be sitting down and, like, you know, thinking about what's going on with family members, or worrying about, you know, people that you know that are sick right now, or, you know, whatever the thing is, but just being intentional about, I'm feeling the anxiety, I'm going to give that to the Lord, you know, and praying for them in a way that is intentional. Praying, you know, praying for, over your life and your family in a way that is intentional, and inviting peace into your life in those places. And by all means, stay informed. I'm not saying don't do that, you know, and obviously I have to do that for this job. Like, I have to know what's going on, but I've really been intentional about choosing, you know, middle of the road news sources, right? That just literally report facts and don't give me opinions. I don't want to know what you feel about anybody. I just need to know what happened today. You know, like, just give me numbers. And so that has been really helpful for me. And I don't know probably what else you guys, you know, have thought of and kind of working. But in the verse too, and you gave this to me, Rachel, and I really appreciate that. But Philippians 4:8-9. Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Whatever you have learned or received or heard from me or seen in me, put it into practice, and the God of peace will be with you.
That's good.
I think we have an incredible opportunity right now to reevaluate some things in our life. We have the space to do that. And just kind of, honestly, I think a place of people are searching in a place of clarity. You know, and just being able to be, let me clearly see what's happening, where are the areas that the Lord can work in. And I, this is me, you know, I'm not prophesying by any means, but I just believe that this is going to bring a unity in the church, a unity among believers. I've just been so proud of those in the faith that have just been kind to others and shown, you know, wisdom, but not fear, you know, all of that. So I'm excited, honestly, for what's to come. And you know, not to diminish anybody's heartbreak in this season, because we are, you know, taking it very seriously, but also that God can work and do some miraculous things in this as well. So,
Hey guys, Rachel here. We're going to get back into some more practical tools in just a second, but for a minute, I wanted to remind you that if you know of somebody who needs to hear this message of hope and peace found only in Jesus, you can share it with them. Whether on Facebook, Instagram, through text message, however it works best for you. Social distancing does not have to disconnect us. We'd also love to hear from you in the coming weeks. So if you have specific questions or topics you'd like to hear us cover during this COVID-19 crisis, we're going to stay fluid and flexible and break away from our normally scheduled series. So send us a message at mercytalk@mercymultiplied.com. And finally, I'm sure you already know, but Mercy Talk is a donor-funded podcast. So if you're able to give in this turbulent time, you can do so by going online at mercymultiplied.com. This not only helps us to continue sharing free content and resources like this, but helps us to share the message of hope and healing found only in Jesus Christ with those in our residential counseling program.
Okay, guys, so let's dive into some of this practical stuff. Let's start with just intentionality, being intentional with your content. First, I would just say, do read the word. So do consume in every way possible the word through song, through listening, through reading, through art, through visual, whatever, however you can get it into your system, consume the word of God and just let it be a part of your, you know, sleeping, eating, breathing 365 day normal life. Just setting your mind on things that matter. That will make a huge difference. And Mel, we kind of had a conversation about this. You said you had some friends that had a company called the Seed Company.
It's called Seeds Family Worship.
Seeds Family Worship.
And yes. If you got kids, this is really just if you have kids, but I'm not going to pretend like when I was single and in my 20s, I also listened to Seeds Family Worship.
Hey, man.
but yeah, it was a guy that I know from the church where I used to work, started this ministry. And basically, they just, I mean, I know this sounds like, well, a million people do this. They turn scripture into songs, but it's like songs that aren't painful to listen to.
Yeah, not everybody can
adults.
Do that. So that is
that's an art. It's an art.
Yes.
So, you know, it's like, I actually enjoy listening to these songs. And as does my, you know, 10-month-old, because he listens to everything. So I don't know. I mean, I can't tell yet.
I love that.
Most kids love these songs. And it's just literally, it's just scripture.
Yeah.
And so it's just having that playing in our house. Because, you know, I mean, hey, we also have other music that we play sometimes in the house.
Yeah.
I'm saying it's all that all the time. But man, I'm like, this is a time when I need to be more intentional than ever about what I'm putting in my mind throughout the course of the day. And just even when I'm in our home. And so, yeah, we've been wearing Seeds Family Worship out.
Yeah, man. That's an easy practical one. So you can actually go look up that resource. I can say that word. Cause I'm going to go do that too. That's super cool. So that's another one, consume the word. And along those same lines of listening to scripture, just listen the music, the content you're taking through your ears, listening to truth that points you back to who Jesus is. Doesn't mean that you only have to listen to your, you know, indie worship playlist or whatever you listen to. But you know, music that is edifying and that is tells of the beauty and truth of, you know, of God, even if it's not saying his name. So listen to stuff that's going to build you up and bring life. Do be careful. This is one man I'm finding myself having to just be super like doing on purpose is be careful with the posts you're reading, accounts you're following. I mean, this is just, I guess, good, basic, like etiquette for your life anyway.
Yes. But in general,
but just being super intentional, especially if somebody is prone to fear, in the sense that they're just airing all of their worries and, you know, inner turmoil out for everyone to read. And that really bothers you, as it probably would most people. Just know, and just, you know, you can be their friend and not follow them. It's okay.
Yes.
You know, we've talked about that
before. The rule for life.
The rule for life.
Or maybe you were never friends. And you don't follow them.
Ever. Definitely don't have to follow them.
That's true. I think what was our joke the other day? I mean, seriously, like, make sure that what you're reading is, you know, my joke is Jim from Waldo, Arkansas.
Yes.
Probably does not know what's happening with the CDC.
That's
I don't
exactly
know.
Right.
Saying, throwing that out there.
And you have all the facts.
Happens to be a doctor, may not either. So, like, just, just stick with the, you know, and the other thing, too, and is, you know, I think remembering that. Some of the things that the Lord is giving you is just for you and him. And like, you don't have to share every encouraging thing that happens. Not that you, I mean, I know everybody wants to encourage each other right now, but I think we're so quick. I say we, it's not really me. So I'm being very arrogant in this moment.
It's calling everybody else out.
Like, so, some people, yeah, you guys, maybe like the Lord shares something, you're like immediately like, I need to share that for others. Like maybe not, you know, that might just be for the
two. Yeah. Well, hey, that's a good kickback to something we talked about last week in our podcast, was just being very aware of what you are putting out into the world. And goodness knows, if I read something that stirs up anxiety in me, I don't particularly care to be the source of someone else's anxiety. So I'm going to maybe not repost that. Like, I'm just be mindful. I personally have decided, like, I would love for people to say, you know what, when Melanie posts something, like, it actually lifts me up. It gives me hope. It gives me something positive to think about or to, you know, whatever. Like, be that source online.
Yes.
If you are online.
Yes. Yeah. No, that's so good. That's so good. I love that. I guess one more thing in this intentional, and guys, I'm having trouble talking today. You know, the quarantine's kicking in. My words are,
you know, like, you know, soon we won't need words. We'll just grunt at each other.
Exactly.
Through windows.
That's how this is going to work. Oh my goodness. Please, Lord, no. But one more just to consider is just being, again, mindful with what you're taking as far as TV and film go. Just for me, guys, this is for me. I cannot do like apocalyptic movies right now. I kind of struggle with them anyways, just because.
I would say ever.
Ever. Like hashtag growing up in like, you know, the Left Behind series Lifetime. I was like, those movies, if you love them, I'm sorry to offend you. It's just, I have painful church memories from those. But
oh, man.
Just be mindful of what you're taking in. And if you are, if you're watching things that are helping to stir up that fear and worry, you know, you got the power to click the button to turn off the TV and or something different. So
yeah,
just putting that out.
That's
there.
What I mean, the number one thing watched on Netflix right now is Pandemic.
Right.
And
right.
What was the other
Followed
one?
Followed closely by Contagion.
Contagion.
Contagion. Yeah. I did, and
I mean, why?
Well, okay, because it's fun. And so
why would people do this to themselves? I made
Scott watch Outbreak.
Oh, good.
Yeah,
please.
He was not happy at the end of that because he also grew up on the Left Behind.
Oh, he's serious. Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, oh, he was gosh. Like, why are we doing this? I was like, well, it's not Ebola. So.
Right. That is, and that was a movie too. So.
It's worse. No.
Yes. Yeah. So, anyway, I don't know. Yeah. But yeah, know your audience and know yourself. Good job.
Yes. There, Rachel. Yes.
That's good.
Really good. Yeah. Okay. Well, so in other areas of being intentional with your time is also very helpful in this time because time is on our hands. That's for sure. For the most part, as a general rule. I would say, though, I would like to say a side note, because there are some people who are like angry at me even mentioning this. I'm actually angry at myself for mentioning this because I have never had less time than I do right now because I'm kind of trying to balance two full-time jobs right now with my child at home while my husband is at work because he still has to be working right now with his specific line of work. And then I have to work at night when my husband gets home. So I've never had less time on my hands than I do now. So for some of you, you're annoyed even hearing me talk about this, but for the vast majority of people out there right now, they are literally going, what am I supposed to do with all my time? So to be really intentional with it is huge. So first of all, I would encourage you to make yourself a schedule. I am very type A and I am very much like Enneagram 1. I have every minute of the day planned out right now. And so I'm always going to be on board with a schedule. But I would just say that as a general rule, the most balanced people that I know right now at this point in the game are the ones who have some level of routine, schedule, even if it's time blocking. I don't care what it is. Do something that gives you some intentionality with your day and your time and your schedule, especially if you got kids. I also think that just helps against all those like just idle moments of sitting around and then letting your mind just go into
wander
bad places.
Good question.
Yeah.
Melanie.
Oh gosh. I'm
Are you still using your fancy planner? Is it right beside you?
Oh look.
Oh my gosh.
Yes.
For those of you who are only listening to this, I just pulled up my planner They showed Brooke in our little Zoom call here.
It is very
cute. You better believe I'm still using my planner more than ever.
The world can't fall apart. We got to have the...
That's right. Although there's literally nothing on my calendar from week to week. It's just today, survive.
Yes.
You better schedule your me time.
That makes me want to cry.
Sorry, that wasn't nice.
Speaking of that, though, another do was the importance of actually, no matter what your life looks like right now, and if you don't think you have time for this, you got to find time for this.
Yeah.
You've got to be able to take some time to process how you're doing. Process your emotions attached to this. I have found that I am a very emotional being right now. Things can make me laugh really hard. And also, things can make me cry at the drop of a hat, y'all. I'm telling you what, Hoda started crying on the Today Show this morning, and I just started crying with her. No. I was like, anybody who cries right now, I just cry with them. You know? I'm like, I know that I have a lot of, like,
and I love her, so I
pent up emotion in me right now. I've got to be aware that this is going on and not try to push back, stuff it, you know, avoid it, run away from it or whatever, but really take the time to process those things. Because if I don't, I'm going to end up really exhausted or a basket case.
Yeah.
So just really taking that time is important. Also with your time, stay active, just move. Like, thank you, Jesus, that this is springtime. Well, for most of the world.
Yeah.
Wait, I don't know if it is. For the U.S., it's springtime.
Right.
For some areas of the country, it's not warm yet. But in Tennessee,
it is. It is 80 degrees.
I'm boiling it down to basically, if you live here, it's great. But, you know, it's just like, if you can get out, walk around. I'm like, I'm seeing people in my neighborhood that I didn't even know lived like right across. I mean, literally, y'all, just today, I met the people who live right across the street from us. Right across the street. We've lived here for 3 years. So, it's a great opportunity, but just exercising, you know, release the endorphins.
Right.
Be sure to do all the good things. Pick up your phone, connect with people, y'all. I know that this kind of goes without saying. I feel like Zoom, like we're keeping Zoom in business for forever at this point. Because, you know, just any ways that you can connect with people, just to make sure you remind yourself that you are not alone.
Yeah.
If you do live alone, oh my goodness, like schedule time throughout the day to connect with people, whatever that looks like for you. And give yourself a break at the same time from your phone, from social media.
Yeah.
If you actually do live with people, maybe enjoy some FaceTime with them, like real FaceTime. And, you know, just like take this time. I was just talking to my neighbor 6 feet apart today. And I was just saying, like, I don't want this time, like, I don't know when I'm ever going to get this kind of time with my son ever again. Like, once I go back to work, when will I ever have this many days at home with my son? Now, right now, it goes back and forth on being a blessing and a curse. But, like, I don't want this time to pass and me wish that I had been more intentional with my time with him.
Sure.
And so, honestly, that would lead me to my last thing of just, you know, like, don't fill all of your time and your boredom with just like TV and social media. I mean, think about some of the things that you've always said, if I ever had the time, I would do this. Like, what is that for you? Surely you've got something that you've said, I mean, I would do that if I had the time, but I'll never have the time for that. Well, you probably do now. So like, what are those things, you know, just hobbies, building, painting, writing, learning guitar, that's on my list. Still don't have time for it,
you
but
can do it.
One day, you know, just like, what are those things for you? And again, this goes back to what I was saying to my neighbor today. I just don't want to look back on this and wish I had spent my time differently. In Jesus' name, this is never going to happen again in our lifetime. And if, you know, assuming that's going to be true, like, you'll never get this kind of experience and this time back. And in many ways, that's going to be great. But there's also some things that you could take advantage of in this season that, you know I personally don't want to look back and wish I'd spent it differently.
Yeah, I think the only things I would add is I think now's a really good time to actually have some self-reflection, be aware, pay attention to how you're feeling about things. I mean, there's a lot of stuff. Like, I think there are incredible things that are happening. Like, people actually go outside now, The board game aisle at Target is cleared out, even of the bad games.
Oh, wow. Is it really?
Is it really?
Yeah. It's really slim pickings. I did go get some board games. Yeah.
Wow.
I've gotten incredibly good at Connect Four. I was always, like, pretty good, but now, like, I can beat anybody.
I don't doubt
so,
it.
Anyways, I really like that. Anyway, all that to say, though, I think it's really important to pay attention to how we feel. Even, I know, Melanie, you and I had somebody, you know, important to us that lost somebody through this time. And mm-hmm. you know, there's a lot of things that have changed. We can't even, when we're talking about anxiety, we can't grieve the way we normally would, like with funerals and different, you know, getting together with family and doing all of that. And so I think it's really, really important to check in with yourself as you're probably detoxing from a lot of things or trying to figure out what you're feeling. And then on top of that, really make sure that you have somebody that has kind of a full say in your life right now at some level of accountability, like that you give them permission to be like, hey, you don't seem to be doing all that great, you know, and or maybe they're, you know, just that they will check in with you and they'll be honest with you. Like, I'm noticing this or that or whatever. What I've seen a lot of lately with my friends is isolation. Because you daggum introverts decide, you know, you got all excited and then now you're like, I want to be outside, but then I can't go outside. So I'll just sit in my room. That's not good. So,
yeah,
no judgment. I'm just saying it's not good for anybody, you know, so being able to have somebody like, you know, so I have a friend that called me and was like, hey, like, I need you to call me and make sure I'm like walking outside and doing stuff. And
that's good.
And I think, and then for me, I have, you know, people that can say to me, like, are you actually spending time with yourself? Are you doing, you know, feeling your feelings and processing all of this or just pushing through, you know, figuring out ways to fix the entire virus? Because I do think about that constantly, me and my...
I'm sure you do. You have your four-year plan for that? Yes, five-year plan for that?
Five-year plan. Yep, five-year plan for everything.
But I'm going to need to be a five-week plan.
I was like, I need a less than that. I need a five-week plan. I need a degree in infectious disease. So I'm going to get that. That'll be great.
Got to be on it, guys.
Yeah, so anyway, I think those are like on top of like all of these incredible things, I think just even at that deeper level of just, you know, giving some people permission to speak into your life and we have a chance to have accountability at a really intentional level right now. And I think that's something that once this does settle down, and I do believe at some point it will, we can build up habits and intentional actions now that are going to help us be even more successful and more whole, you know, after this settles down.
No, I agree for sure. That's super helpful. Well, guys, we will just continue walking along with you 6 feet apart each week, just for these podcasts. So if there's anything that is on your heart or mind that you think, man, if y'all could talk about this, that would really minister to me, or that would really encourage me, feel free to shoot us an email over at mercytalk@mercymultiplied.com. We would love to hear from you. If you have any questions that you have for Mel or Brooke, you know, ask Brooke, go for it. We will have her answer all of those questions. but truly, we mean that. We would love to just support you how we can here on this show. So we will be back here next week, and we just pray the peace and grace of Jesus over you until then.
We're so glad you joined us today. We'd love for you to head on over to iTunes and leave us a review. You can also find previous episodes there. Mercy Multiplied is a nonprofit organization completely funded by our donors. We're incredibly grateful and couldn't do what we do without them. If you want to find out more how you can partner with us financially, head over to mercymultiplied.com.